जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय 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 जय
चरण वंदन प्रेमपुरी गोसाई तारे कैला लिंगन कृष्ण कतरंगे सैव प्रगरे पुरुषोत्तम देखी गौर याव गंगा स्नाने তুমি পুনায় সনীলা চলে আমি সেতু বান্ধা হইতে আসি বাল্পকালে নিকটে রাহি হে না বাঞ্ছায় নীলা চলে আসিবি মোরে আয়া সদায়া
Yes.
Mahaprabhu
Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chali Chali, walking, Aila came, Sri Shaila, Sri Shaila.
Jai. Thus, Paramahansa Puri started for Jagannath Puri, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began walking for Sri Shaila River. Peter Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur remarks, which Sri Shaila is being indicated by Krishna Das Kaviraj Prasad, not by the Lord of the Spirit. There is no temple of Mallikarjuna in this area, because the Sri Shaila located in the district of Garhwal cannot possibly be there. That Sri Shaila is on the southern side of the Balakam, and the Shiva temple of Mallikarjuna is located there. Refer to text 15. It is said that on that hill, the Lord Shiva lived with the people, also Lord Brahma lived there with all the angels. Now again, from the Mishnah, John says, Last chapter of Chaitanya Bhagavata, this describes here that out of all the sannyasi associates of Jiva Mahaprabhu, the two are very prominent, the Swami Ramana and Paramananda Puri. Paramananda Puri, it's described there also that the Swami Ramana, who is always engaged in chanting kirtan like that, describes something that Paramananda Puri was always wrapped in meditation. What kind of meditation a person is meditating in Krishna? Paramananda Puri, I learned something from the book earlier. Paramananda Puri belonged to the Brahma family of the Chief Justice in Uttar Pradesh. Paramananda Puri was his spiritual master. So that means, of course, that Paramananda Puri was the godbrother of Ishwar Puri, where Chaitanya's family. So in relationship with Paramananda Puri, Paramananda Puri is very pure. This is here. Paramananda Puri was always engaged in meditation. Shri was always engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna. It's described here very interesting that Paramananda Puri established a small monastery behind the western side of the Jagannath temple where he collected 12 tons of supply water. The water, however, was bitter. And therefore, Sri Krishna Mahaprabhu prayed to Lord Jagannath to allow Ranjit water to come into the world to make it sweet. And Lord Jagannath granted the request. Lord Chaitanya called all the devotees that from that day hence, the water of Paramananda Puri's well should be celebrated as Ranjit water for many devotees who have given it to certainly get the same benefit as that derived from drinking or bathing in the waters of the Ranjit. Such a person is certainly to know pure love of God. And then it goes on, Prabhupada, how many days have you studied this time about 40%? Prabhupada used to say, I'm living in this world only on account of the excellent behavior of Sri Paramananda Puri. The Gaurav Ganadeshwara, verse 118 states, Paramananda Puri, Sri Paramananda, the Asi Guru of Pura. Paramananda Puri is none other than Buddha. Let me get a sec.
Let me do not.
This is chapter 9, Hari chapter 9, verse 13 and 15. Next statement here it says that Buddha was Lord Krishna's friend and uncle, and in the Chaitanya Sadhila, the same Buddha was friend of Krishna Mahaprabhu and his uncle in terms of the relationship and the same relationship.
It was Adi what?
Chapter 9, verse 13 and
15. Oh, 13.
We were looking at this before class. This Buddha was Krishna's friend and uncle. So we found that in the Christian book, that Buddha was cousin. Anyway, that is the something about the glories of the Paramananda Puri. Very great devotee of Chaitanya and associate. Lord Chaitanya, he used to, with these sannyasis, he used to, those were his associates. First, they had spiritual relationship, his uncle in terms of the relationship. So, today, this is a very personal. translation of this song. Anyway, actually, it wasn't the same day. These three or four persons were on the list, but same day means the same, not the same year. They basically have their samadhi there, Radhakrishna, supposed to be ashes because at that time they were Muslims were dominant and they didn't want their monks to disturb them at all. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he was a very great personality. I mean, all these personalities that we're discussing today were great personalities. Raghunath Das, he has some kind of musician, they call him Vairojana Dharja. We have Sambandha Vijay and Vairojana. These subject matters of the Vedas are described in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Samadha means relationship. Samadha Tattva means the topics of this relationship. So, Sanatana Goswami is accepted as the acharya for this Samadha Jnana. Rupa Goswami is accepted as the acharya for this Abhidya. But Raghunath Das, he was the, because the personalities there, we have statements, Mahajana Vinaya Kadasa, that if one wants to understand transcendental topic matters, he has to follow in the footsteps of Mahajanas. Mahajana Vinaya Kadasa, this is the statement of Mahabharata. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he quotes one song from Narottam Das Thakur. He says that there's Mahajans, they have different topics. We have the Tladasa Mahajan that are mentioned by Dr. Yamaraj in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Srila Prabhupada also refers to. Swayambhu, Narada, Shambhu, but Narottam Das indicates that there's also Mahajanas, later Mahajanas, Purapara, that these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Svaranga, Sankhya, Nityasiddha Kalyani, Sajjaya, Vrindana, Prasiddhapa, we can accept that these personalities, these associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are Nityasiddha Kalyani. If someone can understand that fact, then his position is very secure. Say that Rajendra Sutta Pops, that he can go back to God and join with the association of Rajendra Sutta, the son of Maharajananda. So, they're great personalities, all these personalities. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that these personalities, these later personalities, Mahajans, their behavior is actually more important for us, universal Christian consciousness movement. They've actually given a very nice example in their life. Of course, the example of Raghunath Das Goswami is an archetype. Follow the footsteps, and anuparam means to carry imitate. So imitation is not possible, especially for such personality as Raghunath Das Goswami. It's very much exemplifies this one verse by the Nidra Hara Vihara Kaku Vijaya. Nidra Hara Vihara Kaku Vijaya. Conquer the Lord Jesus. This was somewhat exemplified by the behavior of Raghunatha. Also, the sons of Guru Vakadhanam and the activities of offer basis for Sanama. Sankhya Guru Vakadhanam is the counting. Not only the chanting, but Raghunatha was known to be famous as being a offer basis of Nandini to the Supreme Lord 1,000 times a day. 2,000 times. And then, of course, some people were phenomenal and what was the names? But Raghunatha, he was also very special thing. He was very, came from a very rich family. His father, and uncle Vrinda, they were tax collectors like that in the government of the Muslim government. Their income at that time was 12 lakhs of rupees. So you can't even imagine what they wealth that converts to this modern society. Let it know, of course, even the court compared to the dollar, it used to be just like 30 years ago, something that a rupee was 8 rupees to a dollar, now it's 16 rupees to a dollar. But that has nothing to do with how much, even the one rupee. And Srila Prabhupada used to say how his family needs to maintain his family just a week or two, a week or something like that. The exchange at that time, 12 lakhs of rupees, was just phenomenal. Raghunatha was described, Lord Chaitanya, he points out that Raghunatha's offerings was like that of Lord Indra. That he had a beautiful provider, a huge wealth. He was the only child who was very important. And very well respected in society. These two brothers, they used to maintain all the farms in the whole area. It's not really a good area. They were very good friends of the Vegetarian because of that. And Raghunatha first met for Chaitanya. Taking him up to go after the gifts and yamas, he came to the house of the great Acharya and stayed there for some time. Raghunatha Das at that time met him. And Lord Chaitanya, very interesting instructions, he told him that he should become, he told him at that time that he should take care of their family affairs very nicely. And, so that one should not become what is called the market of that. Don't become like a false humanity. Artificial humanity. Because you see that we've seen some of this that's happening with our government, the Buddhist monkey, the government, and try to imitate the behavior of the monks to go to. But imitation is not possible to maintain. One has to become very mature in this Christian consciousness. That is also the qualification of the devotees. So here we're talking about the topmost of the Bhutamata Sarvas. We have three different grades of devotees, Kanishka, Madhyam, and Bhuta. And these devotees, they're characterized partly to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami with that Charan Sar, that Charan Jandhe Mati Adhikar. The one who is faithful, that is described, Nishma Manjum Bhukam Charan Sar. Who was the Swami who mentioned this? I don't know what about that. Beginning with faith, devotional service, and things. But that faith that develops That's one of the messages that the Lord can give us. But on the side, I want to pray to you from the development of what wants to be one is considered. Permission and our gift. I pray for that. So these devotees, the first year, actually participating in the Lord's death and the death mass. As Jason and I were all associates of Krishna, coming to Krishna's death mass, there's no question their qualifications. Of course, Raghunath Das, he had there's a very interesting description of how he actually left home to join Krishna family. That many times he used to try to run away from his house with his mother and uncle, and they hired his guards to protect him, but forcibly kept him at home like that. So many times they brought him back after he tried to run away from home. And they always brought him back. Then one time he went to see Nityananda Prabhu at Kanyaki, and they organized this one festival, Chidi Nadi Festival. The famous festival that is still celebrated that festival at Kanyaki, and many of the many places in this country celebrate also Chidi Nadi and Sitchi Price and Yogurt. Raghunath Das organized a huge feast for Lord Nityananda and all his associates there. That's what happened. And Nityananda Prabhu, of course, we blessed him that very soon and be able to get free from his attainments and also go. Which is actually, he did. He escaped house and ran away to Jagannath Puri to join him. During Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya accepted him. He actually didn't accept him as a direct associate, but he said that now I have three Raghunaths. I have Raghunath Bhatta, Raghunath Vaidya, and then this Raghunath Das. He gave him the name Malamehu Swarupera Raghunath. So turning him over to Swarup Damodar, because Swarup Damodar was the commander of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So and Swarup Damodar was the secretary, or was the secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Raghunath in this way became more or less assistant secretary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for years. I think it was 8 years or 16 years or something. He was staying with very close association with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu until Lord Chaitanya left this world, but Swarup Damodar left the world after selling Raghunath Das. That's the only things we get to talk about is how he renounced even that in Jagannath Puri when he came. First, he started accepting some money from his father and uncle. He could send some men and some money, and he was offering Lord Chaitanya food, lunch two times every month like that. Then he stopped, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Swarup Damodar why he stopped, and he says, well, he thought that better not to take money from materialistic persons. Because even though his father and uncle were supplying so much to the necessities of life to the Brahmins of Nadia, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't accept them as, he said they were almost Vaishnavas, not pure. So, in this way, Raghunath Das, eventually he started, he put some steps in between, but eventually he took the rice that no one would eat, not even the cows would eat in Jagannath Puri. It was thrown into the gutters like that. This was, of course, it was prasadam from the Jagannath temple. But he would, when no one else would eat, not even the cows, it's hard enough to collect it, and he would walk it, and then he would eat it. And even Mahaprabhu even came and took some of the rice from him and gave So in this area, Raghunathdas was so much renounced at that time, but after the disappearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhamadhar, he wanted to give up his body by going to Vrindavan and jumping from Govardhana after seeing Prince Sanatana. So when he came to Vrindavan, when he went to Vrindavan, they met Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. They accepted him as their brother and convinced him not to give up his life in that way. They accepted him in their association because at first he was like a storehouse of so much nectar of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his later in his final years. So they used to hear him read these pastimes. And of course, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he also was heard some of these pastimes from multiple Raghunathdas. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami accepted Raghunathdas as his spiritual master. And at the end of all the chapters, it was that Rupa Raghunatha, Hare Rahamara, Vijay, Jaitan, Rupa Prabhu, Krishnadas. Praying at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring the mercy of Hare Krishnadas, Mary, Sri Krishna, the Sharks, and the following of the Pulses. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is also the appearance they did. He's, of course, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But it's not that he immediately wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita, he had also previous literary experience. He wrote very exalted literature. Govinda Lilamrita, this Govinda Lilamrita is a very confidential book about the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That's mentioned sometimes that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he started printing books, he went to Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and told him that he wanted to print Govinda Lilamrita. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said that. He said, not right now. So sometime later, he came again and he said, I want to print this Govinda Lilamrita. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, okay, you can print one copy for yourself. You're the only one qualified to read this book. So, in this way, this Govinda Lilamrita, very transcendental, confidential subject matters, and this Chaitanya Charitamrita, which also, of course, Srila Prabhupada, or Srila Prabhupada, he used to call this Chaitanya Charitamrita's postgraduate study for devotional service. Bhagavad Gita is ABC's piece, and Bhagavatam graduate study in this Chaitanya Charitamrita is a postgraduate study. So, Krishnadas, he got the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu also for chastising his own brother. His brother didn't offer any respects to Nityananda, who was a very confidential associate of Nityananda Prabhu. So Krishnadas, he chastised his brother that why you're accepting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and not Nityananda Prabhu. And on account of this, Nityananda Prabhu was very pleased with him. He came to him in a dream and told him about where he was doing and everything that desired him. So in this way, Krishnadas went to Vrindavan, really protected the bank of Goswami's life, and was ordered by the devotees of Vrindavan to write about the transcendental of the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because at that time there was already Chaitanya Mangal, Lotan Das Thakur, Chaitanya Charita, what's that? Right. some person. And then, just in the Bible, of course, is where I hear the wild aspect. So, in the Bible, of course, is very detailed, but it had mostly the past tense of taking on the first case. So, the devotees requested Krishna Das Thakura to write about the Lord's later past tense. So, along with the transcendence of philosophy of Jesus and the Raghunath Prabhupada Goswami has also this experience day to day. Raghunath Goswami was the son of Tapan Mishra. Tapan Mishra met Lord Chaitanya when Lord Chaitanya visited East Bengal as a student when he was enjoying his scholarly pastimes. Lord Chaitanya then manifested his Sankirtan movement like that. But nonetheless, as Tapan Mishra, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nima Pandit at that time. He said that I had a dream that I should come and inquire from you. And both Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat starts detail how he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enlighten him about the sadhya and sadhana. Sadhya and sadhana, very important terms. Sadhana, of course, performing sadhana bhakti, he said, means the activities for achieving about sadhya, the perfection. Sadhya means the goal of life, and sadhana means the process for achieving it. So, this Tapan Mishra, he had this dream and he went to Chaitanya Nimai Pandit and requested him, please instruct me on these two topics, the sadhana and sadhya. So, Lord Chaitanya instructed him in this way, and he requested Tapan Mishra to go to Varanasi, where they met later on, of course. And this Raghunath Bhatta, he was the, like that son of Tapan Mishra. He met Lord Chaitanya when he came there on his way to Vrindavan. And it's described how Raghunath Bhatta was very, he was very expert in cooking and reading Srimad Bhagavatam. This Srimad Bhagavatam, they say there's still in Vrindavan one place there, they have a temple there, they have Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Raghunath Bhatta, he used to recite each verse in three or four different tunes like that. Lord Chaitanya, he told him in the beginning to serve his mother and father who were great Vaishnavas. Later on, after their disappearance, he came to Vrindavan and stayed with Lord Chaitanya for some time. And Lord Chaitanya sent him to Vrindavan and told him to go over to Vrindavan. So he also was from there. So, Raghunath Bhatta, he used to recite Srimad Bhagavatam in front of Rupa Sanatana Goswami. He used to read Srimad Bhagavatam with the six Goswamis. So, I think we can stop there. There's too much to talk about. We can talk about each one of these personalities. No, the six Goswamis, they were all together. Yeah. There was some slight difference in ages, of course. They didn't all come to Vrindavan at the same time. They didn't depart from the world at the same time. But they were all Of course, even then, the six of songs, they didn't all escape each other, all those, even in their godhood, they used to go to ponder. Is that not Robert to say who is the eternity on? That's the same. He was part of that cult. They would wander here and there, sometimes on the bank of the Zuma, sometimes over on the hills, sometimes the first time we just started. Raghunathasa Swami, he stayed at Radhakunj for many, many years. Samadhi, Prajan Kutir is there. Prajan Kutir has a very nice painting. He mentioned something about this Prajan Kutir that at that time it was just like forest. And they didn't have Prajan Kutir. Raghunathasa used to sit there and paint. Since we brought up Raghunathasa, we'll speak to him about Raghunathasa. They used to sit on the banks of Radhakunj. It was just like forest. And one time, Sanatana Goswami was coming there, and as Sanatana Goswami was coming to that location, he saw that Raghunathasa was wrapped in this chanting, completely oblivious to everything that was going on. And at that time, one tiger came and came to drink some water from Kunj. And Krishna came to make sure that this tiger didn't bother the Raghunathasa. So the painting that he put up for the Raghunathasa was also not around the wilderness. They're sorry about this. I didn't find that in any scripture. But the topic of the tiger, Krishna didn't the tiger. So anyway, Sanatana Goswami, he saw that Raghunath was being protected by Krishna from this tiger. After the tiger went away, Krishna Sanatana Goswami told Raghunath, Raghunath is resurrecting. Krishna only needs to serve to serve you, protecting you from the tiger. This is not very proper. You're serving of Krishna, not Krishna to be your servant. So you should put on Prajan Kutir so it protects you from these things so that you don't have to have Krishna come to serve you like that. So this way, Raghunathasa Goswami had his Prajan Kutir built. And we live there. We can also mention that at that time, we can remember how Lord Chaitanya discovered Radhakunj. From they were just like some pond in the valley fields, the rice fields, the water was there. We just sat there. No one understood until that time that that was Radhakunj and Jamakunj. So when Raghunathasa Swami came there, he extracted the same condition, just like some little ditch with some water in it, like that. And he was thinking that, oh, it would be very nice to excavate these buildings and build nice rocks, breathing rocks like that, so in the future we can come from all over the world as they're doing now that they can come there and they start trying to get there. So at that time there was one person in Badrinath, long ways away, that was a very rich person. He was doing some money he wanted to give to Lord Badrinath. But before he did that, in a dream the night before, Lord Badrinath came to him in a dream and said that, I don't need your money, I will give you the user. But there is one person in the Vrindavan garden because he has some very important service for your money. So you take your money there and give it to Radhakrishna and do that. If he doesn't accept, you just tell him that he has some, that he has this desire to excavate the things. So in this way, we can get started with our thoughts on self-harm. So anyway, somehow or other, they might be better for this week than those comments. It will probably, I think, hold it to work with what they used to meet there. And, rather than what they've done, this week, I didn't do this. I wouldn't be confused to say it was a good meeting for this week, six first time. Yes, sir. I just wanted to share that there's a little bit there's that visit from the New York Square Pentagon program in New York City. So,
that's real?
Yes. Anyways, he's a teenager of Robbie Roberts.
Thank you.